Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, quick reminder that everything here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System is my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. Gentlemen, this is built off of decades of research and development. My experience as owning a personal clothier, having helped thousands of men build their wardrobe. I take my background in science and apply it to my Science of Style section. It is action oriented. We've got an amazing community. We've got live training, 100 plus lessons with resource materials. We cover body language, etiquette, manners. I give you buy lists for your core wardrobe. Gentlemen, go check it out. You won't be disappointed. To learn more about the Personal Image System, just type it into Google, the Personal Image System, or go to Real Men Real Style, where you're going to see a banner and it will take you over there. Or, like I recommend, join my email list. Guys, I put out information and I announce whenever I'm going to open up a course. All right, so today we're going to talk about facial hair and bald heads. Yes, I know many of you guys out there, you've stopped growing the hair on your head, but you continue to grow it on the face, and you're going to enjoy this episode. So everything I'm talking about here, I'm pulling from my Personal Image Blueprint, which is a part of my Personal Image System, which is my master course I put out a few times a year. But the blueprint, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make that available pretty much anytime you want. And we've got just science-backed information in there. And a lot of this stuff is coming from a Dixon and Brooks 2013 study. We've got an Archer 2009 study. Just all this information. I've got a guy who goes into the stacks. He helps pull all this stuff out because I wanted to be able to give you this information and actually have some type of a basis based off of just my, I could pull from my experience, and I've helped thousands of men build their wardrobes, dress better. But what I wanted to do is actually pull out some research, be able to leverage my background. I got a science background. Okay, so this is also pulling from a statistics study by Wall and Stats, and that came out in 2013, and they determined that they've even got some really, get this, professional baseball players with facial hair outperform those without it in the previous decade of all-star games. So if you had any questions or you didn't believe in the power of facial hair, there you go. And it's interesting. I've got so many friends now in the industry that have built up their tribe around facial hair. Eric of Beard Brand, one of the best examples out there. And if you haven't seen him, he's been on Shark Tank. He's a good friend of mine. He's spoken at my event, StyleCon, multiple times. But I can tell you, when he wears his yeard, and that's what he calls a beard that he's grown out for a year, he just wears it with such great confidence. People pick it up, they notice it. And this guy was making it happen before it became really popular for all the hipsters out there. I think in general, we're going to see the number of guys trying to pull off a beard, it's going to go down. I mean, I think we're at peak now, but in general, you're going to have men who are confident, who feel great about it, and who realize it's actually very functional in cold weather. Whenever you don't have to shave every day, you can just wake up and, you know, but you still need to groom a beard, and there's a lot into that. And that actually goes into some of the research. You know, there is a difference between a yeard that is ungroomed and just all over the place versus a man who is taking care of it, who has it very tightly groomed, who still is shaving parts of his face. So understand that, you know, you can't just grow this squirrel, you know, this crazy bird's nest on your face and think that that's not going to be perceived as being attractive. So if you grow a beard, make sure to take care of it. We've talked before, and I've talked a lot over at Real Men Real Style, the importance of grooming. No matter what type of a beard you grow, whether it's a big one, small one, or just a mustache, make sure it's impeccably groomed. Very important. So what are the effects? And let me go ahead and start off. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of information. So what sort of messages does a beard send, and why does it send it? So it does send a strong message of masculinity. This makes sense. Pretty much only men or some women who are introduced to levels of testosterone are going to be able to grow facial hair. Aggressiveness and dominance. So have you seen the movie 300? You remember Leonidas? I mean, just think of it. Go, just type in Leonidas 300. Hopefully you have a safe search, because some of them out there are not very safe. But when you see him yelling, when you see him screaming with that beard, with that facial hair, I mean, he's just intimidating. And there is research, Archer 2009, in which they show that a man having an aggressive looking face with facial hair is, he just comes off as being more scary, as more aggressive, as you don't want to mess with him, versus the guy that's clean shaven. And I think there is actually someone put out a clean-shaven Leonidas screaming, and he doesn't come off as nearly as dominant. Maturity. A number of studies have shown that a man with a beard is going to come off as being more mature. So you're 20 years old, you want to get into a bar, and you don't want to be carded. I guess you can just go ahead and try growing a beard. Probably some guys, I don't have a story like that, because I've always, I grow a patchy beard. It's not a pretty sight. But and reason being that, you know, they've shown numerous, again, this is pulling from multiple studies, but they show that older men can grow beards, younger men can't. So it is associated with age and maturity, and it's also associated with higher male hormones. So understand, not all beards are created equal. Some men, they can pull off this lush beard with no patch spots. They can actually get that beard relatively, you know, solid within a month. Other men, within a month of trying to grow a beard, they still have something that just looks like a bunch of peach fuzz all over their face. That's not saying that they can't grow it, but it's going to take them a lot longer. And it's something that it's just heredity. It is basically in our genetic makeup. So what about being clean shaven? What are the benefits, or what are, and clean shaven, by the way, I know my friend Eric, he always says it's completely shaven, not clean shaven. Clean shaven was a word that Gillette came up with so that people would associate growing a beard as being dirty, which it's not, especially if you take care of it. But youthfulness. So if you're an older guy and you want to appear more youthful, let's say you're in your 50s, you're recently divorced, and you're out there, you're dating women in their 40s and their 30s, and you want to come off as a bit more youthful, you take care of your body, then perhaps shave off that beard, maybe even go get your hair colored. I mean, yes, some people are like, Antonio, I can't believe that you just recommended that. However, you want to look your best. You want to put your best foot forward. And if you've got great things to offer, if you're a man that you feel, I've just got so much to offer the world, why not, you know, look to put your best foot forward and take care of yourself, and to put out, to signal to the world, but on the outside, what you know to be true on the inside. Another thing that we have is that clean-shaven faces, they're often, there I am again, completely shaven faces, they're regarded more favorably sometimes as being more attractive and more sociable. So if you have a beard, understand that you need to smile a lot. Many people perceive men that have beards as being less social. So interesting, isn't it? Like all of these things, that just the facial hair that naturally grows on a face, the messages it sends, the signals out there. Now, guys, I cover a lot more over at the Personal Image System and the Personal Image Blueprint, like I talked about. If you want to go grab the show notes, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode16. But let me go ahead, and I want to jump over to shaved heads. So shaved heads, and this one is really cool, is they put out and they had the same face. They looked at photographs. It's the identical, clothing was kept the same, face was kept the same, although they did give them the white, black men. I think they had some other variations of different ethnicities. And they had a bunch of students perceive and look at all these men, and they rated them on aging, age, attractiveness, dominance, and agreeableness, which I'm not sure exactly what agreeableness is, but maybe I guess that he would agree. So what they found is that the shaved head men across the board were viewed as being more dominant. While what's interesting is the men that actually had the shaved head, the men that had a full head of hair, they were, you know, the agreeableness and attractiveness and the perceived age, you know, not much of that was changed up. But again, so dominance is the number one thing that we're going to see again and again whenever a man shaves his head. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. So they've also done this study, and they redid the study. They took 367 adults, and they randomly presented them with one of eight photographs, and they needed to rate the man based off dominance, confidence, norm, violation, whether the person seems to run counter to the grain, masculinity, attractiveness. They had to estimate the age and leadership potential. What they found in the second study was that the shaved pictures were rated as more dominant, more confident, more masculine, older, taller, and stronger. The unshaved pictures were rated as more attractive. So in this study, actually shaving your head, you lost some attractive points, but you killed it when it came to dominant, confident, masculine, older, taller, and stronger. And so what are we getting from here? You know, and they did, by the way, they did a third study and they actually had naturally thinning hair. And I don't know how they were, I think they just indicated or they told people that guys in this one, they actually had thinning hair. This one, you really need to take note if you've been considering shaving your head and you're losing your hair. My advice, shave it. Because what they found is that if you were perceived to have thinning hair, this was rated as the least on all of the attributes except norm violation. So if you have thinning hair, you are actually perceived as less dominant, less confident, less masculine, less attractive, less likely to be a leader, and less, you know, when it comes to strength. I mean, what does the thinness of your hair have to do with your strength? But it does have to do with perception. And that's why we see a lot of men who realize, okay, I'm losing my hair, I'm just gonna shave it all off and I'm gonna go with this look and I'm gonna own it. And they find that people love it, or at least certain people do. And other men give them, you know, a bit more respect. They're viewed as more dominant when they walk in the room. And women are like, wow, this guy's more confident. Maybe they don't find you as attractive, but confidence can be argued to be a very attractive trait. Masculinity, you know, another attractive trait. So if you're losing the hair, if it's really weak up there on top, don't go with the toupee, in my opinion. Just shave it, own it, and you're going to come off as stronger. So guys, fun stuff here. I don't have studies that actually brought the shaving and the beards all together. I think that would be pretty cool, but we've got a number of factors. If you can't control the hair on your head, but you can control the hair on your face still, you know, go for it, own it, enjoy it, and you know, don't be afraid to shave that head, to grow that beard, and to come off as, what's the saying out of 300? This is Sparta, kick him down the Spartan. Well, guys, I have to admit, I love that movie. And one of my best friends, Ryan Masters over at Sparta Strength, he is always sending out motivation. He had to go check out his YouTube channel. The guy dresses like a Spartan. He's got some great fitness advice out there. Not just advice, I mean, he lives what he talks about. And he's also one of the smartest guys I know. But if you want more, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode16, and I'm going to have more information there. I'm going to link over to some of the studies I talk about, and that's it. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? I've got two options for you. One, go check out the personal image system. That's what this entire episode was based off of. I've got the science of style. It's action oriented, has an amazing community. We've got live training and 100 plus lessons with great resource material. Or go check out Real Men Real Style. I've got a free app over there for you, which has some of the world's most amazing style infographics. There's over a thousand free videos and articles. We've got free ebooks, free courses. I've even got a free consultation system that you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and get a personalized video. Guys, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.